And he left her a message threatening basically to put intimate pictures, private photos of her that had been hacked from her phone years ago. Threatening, right? He's going to put pictures of her on this website.
Threatening to post intimate photos on a public website that are not meant to be shared. These were hacked from my phone years ago, and he left a very threatening voicemail, so it's really threatening. I know what he's talking about. There are photos that are not available to the public. They're not links. They're probably photos. Because they're nudes or moods that were available on the dark web that people have hacked from my phone. So they were five stalkers who were hacked my phone, put feedback to Google to take all the sites that I saw down, and they did. But I guess he found them. Yeah,
Is that fair to say?
Everywhere, and that is true. I was telling my mom that he must be a really good computer hacker because I looked everywhere and I couldn't find his photos.
Okay.
I think it also crosses in two different ways when you're threatening to publish private images to somebody.
Yeah.
That's a threatening voicemail. Does he have to, like, kill us before it comes to a point where you intervene? I'm genuinely asking the question because this has gone to a completely impossible point.
He was just so evil.